you know, we were putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Alan Quist. And he is with a group up in Minnesota that's trying to do something about education. In fact, they're trying to do something about education all across the world. We carry Alan's book, FedEx, and have even have a four-tape set of interviews on the Federal Education Program, the No Child Left Behind program. Well, really, it was Senator Ted Kennedy's program, but he could never get it passed, so... his good friend George Bush got it through. And you have to understand that the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans is like the difference of the two sides of a coin. They look different, but it's the same coin. And so, actually, the Bush administration has gotten through several of Ted Kennedy's programs that Ted never could have gotten through, the Medicare drug bill, the No Child Left Behind, and certainly other radical legislation that betrays America. Ted Kennedy's been working since 1965 to destroy us through immigration. In 65, he was there pushing the 1965 immigration bill and saying, why, this bill will never change the demographics of our country. He was lying then, and, well, his programs are having a tremendous impact on education thanks to the fact that the Bush administration got them through. And with that as the background, Alan, what's happening with No Child Left Behind? What's happening with this effort to use education to distort and really destroy the opportunities of our youth?
Well, Dr. Fan, good morning. There are some interesting things happening. One of the more interesting things was in a TV ad that I saw night before last. Here in Minnesota, we've got an open Senate seat. Mark Dayton is not running for re-election, mostly because he spent his fortune the first time he ran, so he doesn't have another fortune to spend, and he probably couldn't get re-elected. So we've got an open seat, the Republican running for the seat, it's a guy by the name of Mark Kennedy. And anyway, in this TV ad yesterday, he specifically, he mentioned a couple of things specifically, but one of them was No Child Left Behind.
Was he for or against?
Oh, he's against.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you won't find any Republicans running on it, I don't think. So he specifically in the ad said he was opposed to it, and I can't believe that this is just Minnesota, that there at least is debate and perhaps a nationwide strategy for Republicans to run away from Bush generally, but away from No Child Left Behind specifically, because it is a very unpopular law among parents, among teachers, and among anyone who really understands what it's all about.
Of course, the trouble is, most people don't understand what it's all about. Most people, you know, are not fixed on the destruction of the minds of our children. This very effective program put forward by the Bush administration, and my fear is the Republicans are going to get in, and then, of course, they're going to follow blindly whatever the president tells them what to do, which is what they've been doing pretty well, you know, this last 5-6 years now, and, of course, leading of this country to disaster by following George Bush. And if you're a Republican, you don't go along with the agenda, why, you're in real trouble.
Yes.
Of course, I realize this is a state race you're talking about, not a national race. But on the other hand, some of the state Republicans are really doing a pretty good job, aren't they?
Well, there certainly are some that are, you know, that are pretty good. And certainly there are some surprises, too. You know, we've got a Republican senator here, too, Norm Coleman, who never claimed to be a conservative, but interestingly enough has become very, very critical of the U.N., and I think that's refreshing. And he realizes that politically that that's a good place to be. And because I teach political science, I follow opinion polls. And if you go back, let's say, 8 or 10 years, politically, if you said anything negative about the U.N., it was not considered to be good for you because you had something like three-fourths of the public had a favorable opinion of the UN. That has really changed. And today, on the opinion polls, about two-thirds of the public has a negative view of the UN. So politically, you can be out there blasting the UN, which Coleman has been doing, and it's good for you politically. So anyway, obviously, some members of the public, to some degree, have figured out what's going with the UN, and I think that's a pretty major positive.
Well, I think another major positive is that, you know, I think that the only polling that is lower, only group that has a lower polling approval rate than the president, which is about 31 or 32%, is Congress, which is 25%. People feel that Congress is doing a rotten job, which they are.
Yeah.
I just hope they vote out all the congressmen, with two or three exceptions.
Yeah, it's probably not a good year for you know, for incumbents. Going back to your question on No Child Left Behind, another very interesting thing is what happened here about a month ago in the state of Florida, which, of course, is Jeb Bush's home state, and a state that is required to implement No Child Left Behind, contrary to the Constitution, as are all states. But anyway, there have been a very small group of committed citizens in Florida that succeeded in getting a new law passed that describes what has to be taught in Florida schools. And it comes right up against No Child Left Behind, because No Child Left Behind, as we know, emphasizes internationalism. And I mean, anything that anybody sees as part of the agenda of the left is being incorporated in No Child Left Behind.
The Republican education legislation.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, here, let me read some of what this new law in Florida says. And interestingly enough, George Bush's brother, Jeb Bush, signed the law. So there are some very interesting fault lines or divisions now in the Republican Party. Here's what it says, and I quote, "Members of instructional staff of the public schools shall teach the following. A, the history and content of the Declaration of Independence, including national sovereignty, natural law, self-evident truth, equality of all persons, limited government, popular sovereignty, and inalienable rights of life, liberty, and property. Okay? And how these principles form the philosophical foundation of our country. Then, they also are required to teach, and I'm quoting from the law again, the history, meaning, significance, and effect of the provisions of the Constitution of the United States and the amendments, with emphasis on each of the 10 amendments, that of course includes Amendment 2, that make up the Bill of Rights, and how the Constitution provides the structure of government in the United States. And they're required to teach, and I'm going to quote again, that American history shall be viewed as factual, not as constructed, shall be viewed as knowable, teachable, and testable, shall be defined as the creation of a new nation based on the Declaration of Independence. So anyway,
we'll be back in just a minute, Alan.
Yep. Yeah,
hold that thought, please.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Alan Quiston. Alan is telling us about legislation that had been passed in Florida and signed by Jeb Bush to require that our students be taught that our way of life is and our form of government is based upon the Constitution, upon the Declaration of Independence, which it is. Of course, I sort of wonder if Jeb Bush signed this because they're trying to position him to be one of the candidates for the Republican nomination for the presidency in 2008, but he's different than his brother. He's a real conservative. Do you think that might have played a part in it, Alan?
Well, I don't really know, but politically, I am convinced that politically, in terms of what you need to do to get elected, at least, things are changing in our country. You look at this law that the Florida legislature passed, and the people that brought it to the legislature, and it was a very small group, very committed, patriotic Americans, they were told repeatedly, you don't have a chance. I mean, why are you wasting your time? Blah, blah, blah. We hear this all the time. But they kept pushing, and as soon as they could start getting some votes on it, people very quickly find out that politically, you do not want to vote against national sovereignty. You don't want to vote against the right to life or the right to property or freedom. Who wants to go home and say, gee, I voted against freedom?
The average American knew what was in, the books that are being put out by the government, being used in this No Child Left Behind program, mm-hmm. they would be furious to realize that the Bush Republican administration hates America, wants to do away with their sovereignty, puts out literature that doesn't even mention the Second Amendment, and certainly does everything they can to undermine our belief in the Declaration of Independence or in our form of and way of life.
Yeah. Well, there's the old saying that you give somebody, and I'll just say somebody, enough rope and they'll hang themselves, And we think that in effect has happened with the left in both political parties with regards to education, because what they've been doing is so radical that it is totally out of step with the values of the American public. And so politically, the strategy that we try to push here in Minnesota and then as we work with other groups is to frame the amendments and the bills in a way that it's really politically damaging or political suicide for people to vote against them. And we started this in Minnesota 4 years ago, and we had quite a number of state legislators who were voted out of office because of their votes on amendments that we had legislators put up on the floor. And as soon as you can start getting people voted out of office, then other legislators will listen real carefully. And this is what they did in Florida. And so you've got a legislature now that passed this law requiring the teaching of the Declaration. In the Declaration is what I call the 12 pillars of freedom, starting with national sovereignty, paragraph 1, and natural law, paragraph 1. That is that there is such a thing as right and wrong and universal principles. And so we build the law and standards on that. Okay, No Child Left Behind requires that every state, among other things, test its students on the state standards. So when this kind of law is passed in Florida, what that says, among other things, is that the state standards have to conform to the law. Because typically you've got departments, boards of education, a lot of bureaucratic influence putting together the state standards. So once you say the state standards have to conform to the Constitution and the Declaration, then you're starting to make progress. So, Stan, this is what we need to do. We need to get Texas, and we think we can do this, to pass legislation similar to what Florida has done. Partly because Texas commands, well, the textbooks in Texas are selected from the state level. And so if you have this kind of law in Texas, then textbook publishers to sell in Texas are going to have to conform to the law. And Texas is such a big market that we can force the textbook publishers to change what's in the textbooks if we can pass this kind of law in Texas. So we think there are major openings in the bulwark of the left, and we think that that we can exploit these openings and make a difference and start some pretty major changes in direction, and we're starting to have some success.
Well, the thing is that if they can educate the children so they don't understand the Declaration, so they don't understand our Constitution, so they embrace this idea of the United Nations and UNESCO and this idea of wouldn't it be wonderful to have a world government, and you know, once they can destroy the patriotism of our children, and that's really what they've been working on for years, then of course they can destroy the very foundation of our nation. So, you know, I think what you and other people are doing, and I think what you're pointing out is that a few people who really care can really make a difference, and I agree with you. I think people, their attitudes are changing. They know something's wrong. They just really don't understand how it's working, and the religious right find it very difficult to be critical of anything that President Bush has done. After all, he tells us he talks to God, and God tells him what to do, and yet when you look and see what he's doing, I can't help but wonder what God he's talking to.
Well, I tell you, Dr. Stan, I'm not terribly critical of the religious right, because in my experience, people that self-describe themselves that way are probably among the more motivated and the more interested people that I work with. But, fundamentally, these are issues of freedom. And the freedom issues are issues that religious right people, to use that terminology, can understand. But they're the issues that anybody can understand. And most people in our country love freedom. Now, they don't realize to the degree to which they're losing it. So you have to point these things out. Another thing that we found that's really interesting is by putting amendments up on the floor that, for instance, require the teaching of the Declaration, is that the legislators don't understand what's in the Declaration. Dr. Stan, there's not one in ten who know what the Declaration says. There's not one in ten that understand the Constitution. So we also, through these amendments, educate the legislators, and they start seeing political landmines if they vote wrong, but they start seeing political assets, too, that if they vote right. And in Minnesota here, we've got people running for re-election using our language. They've learned... quite a bit about how our country runs and what its foundational documents mean, and they realize that there is political mileage here, and so they say, this is what I'm for, and of course, their opponents aren't going to attack them because these are very positive political issues. Well, so, I'm of the mind, too, that those of us who believe in our country haven't been out there on the battlefield. I mean, it's not our orientation. We do our jobs. We raise our families. Many of us run our churches and things like that, and we haven't been engaging in the battle. Dr. Stan, we've got to be out there. We've got to put a team on the field in every state. And we've got to have a team of committed people who understand, and that's when we're going to start turning things around.
Well, and your little group that you work with, are doing a great job in Minnesota, and I know you network with other groups across the country. Were you ever able to get a lobbyist in Washington, D.C.? I know years ago you were working at that.
Yeah, well, we did have a one-third time lobbyist, and we did that for about a year, and sad to say, we just were not able to raise the finances to both run our organization and to support a lobbyist. And so Unfortunately, we no longer have that lobbyist, and it's because, you know, it's just tough to raise the money. Here's another thing we have to change. You know, the left has all these huge foundations that will give their groups millions and millions, sometimes billions of dollars. Those of us who are patriots don't have hardly, we have almost no foundations which would be in a position to fund some very good projects. And that's another thing we have to do. We have to establish some good foundations that can fund the kind of efforts, the kind of battles that we need to fund. So, you know, we're really starting from almost nothing in this battle. And we've got a long ways to go. But I'm convinced that, you know, that it's a battle we can win. But we're not going to do it sitting back, not doing anything.
Well, I think that certainly you have accomplished a great deal up there. And is Michelle Bachmann still in the Senate?
Well, Michelle Bachmann is in the state Senate, but she is the Republican candidate for Congress, a Republican candidate for Congress here in Minnesota. And she probably will win. She's the candidate in the 6th District, which is a district that leans Republican. She is a marvelous candidate, and she understands everything that we're talking about and many and a lot more.
Oh, for our listeners out there, Michelle is an attorney, just as sharp as she can be, and totally dedicated to the preservation of our way of life. So she certainly is deserving of support, not only there in Minneapolis, but Minnesota, but, you know, from people all across this country. She would be a wonderful addition out of what's going on in Washington, D.C.
You know, and it's interesting because if she gets elected, and, you know, it certainly looks very promising, I guarantee that she will make an impact in Washington.
I'm sure she will.
And, you know, this is the kind of people that we need. You know, I'm a fan of Congressman Tancredo as well, and I tell you, here's somebody who is making a difference. And you have to have somebody who's not just going to do what the party line says, you know, and what the people in influence say. You've got to have people who are committed to our country, the principles of our country, and who are going to do what's right.
And of course, they will not get any support from the Republican Party when they run for re-election. They'll do everything they can to undercut them and to demonize them and marginalize them. But we need to have people who are willing to stand up and do what's right and represent the people, rather than represent the people who bought control of both political parties. So
yeah.
I'm sure Michelle, if she gets back there, will be doing a great job. Well, you know, I think the most important thing for our listeners really is to understand, you know, this whole program of and the textbooks that are being actually given to the schools, literally, for just a few dollars, that have a message in them that is being programmed in the minds of the children, really that undermines their belief in America. Would you want to just briefly touch on that?
I will. And, you know, it's in all the textbooks, but parents out there and people interested in education, you need to realize that the worst area is the area of language arts or literature. Because today the literature selections are all selected not because they're good literature, not because they're good for teaching, but because they teach the overall worldview or values or principles of the hard left. And when I say the hard left, these are people who do not believe in our country, who believe that these are people who believe that America is the great Satan. These are people who are the utopians, the one-worlders, the new Marxists, who believe that they're going to create some kind of grand state, and their belief system is not much different from that of Adolf Hitler, and it's not much different from that of Joseph Stalin, the other grand utopians. And so the literature, you know, parents out there, get a hold of one of your kids' literature textbooks and start looking at the selections and ask yourself the question, okay, what is the message of this literature selection? And I will tell you that everyone is there because it promotes the worldview of the left. And so you get this indoctrination from preschool all the way up through college in all the textbooks, especially the literature. And as C.S. Lewis said in his book, The Abolition of Man, what you do is you build the building blocks for the radicals. And so if every textbook is written for that purpose, and the history textbooks are just as bad, the social studies, but look especially at the literature. And so I travel around the country, and I often speak at teachers' conferences, both for private schools and for public schools. And one of the things I do is point out what's in the literature book.
Hold
and this
up,
is the
we'll
biggest
right
eye-opener, Dr. Sand, even to the teachers.
West 11th Street in Greeley says, do you have a record of your child's fingerprints? Although fingerprinting at birth is common in many hospitals, it is not required by law in all states. Ask your local police department if they have a free fingerprinting program for children. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris. CPAs playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs on the air because they care. Wishing all a safe and happy Labor Day and back to school season.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Alan Quist. And before we go on, Alan, would you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization, about your website, and what your organization has to offer?
Our organization is called EdWatch, and it's spelled just the way it sounds, E-D-W-A-T-C-H, EdWatch. And I think we can be reached. First of all, let me give out our phone number. That's 952-361-4931. 952-361-4931. And people usually go to our website, and that's simply edwatch.org or www.edwatch.org. They can email us if they like at edwatch@lakes.com. EdWatch@lakes.com. But we have a lot of traffic on our website, and from there people can go anywhere they want. And we have posted there, of course, our phone number and email, and we sell some of our books and DVDs, and all our materials continue to sell well. The book I wrote, Fed Ed, is now going in, well, it's in its fourth printing, and so the demand for that has been very, very good. My new book, America's Schools, Battleground for Freedom, is also a good seller. And so that's how they can reach us, and we love to work with people.
And our schools are the battleground for freedom. I mean, they're programming our children to believe things that aren't true. And, you know, they realize that if they can control the children, then they can control the beliefs of the next generation.
Yeah.
And, Alan, you know, the big problem is, unless the parents do begin to talk to their children, unless they look in the textbooks, they have no idea what is being done to the minds and very hearts and souls of their children.
That's really true. So, you know, along that line, one of the areas, too, where we're fighting the fight today is on the education program called International Baccalaureate, IB, International Baccalaureate. And it is international. Right now, there are something like 650 or 700 schools in the United States that participate in the International Baccalaureate. In Minnesota, I think we've got 14. And, of course, the reason schools participate is that they are given money if they will simply participate. And so President Bush's new education initiative has in it about $76 million for what's called AP, which is Advanced Placement, IB, or International Baccalaureate. And they like to put the two together to give some aura of respectability on International Baccalaureate. Obviously, though, and this is interesting, the Bush administration is starting to feel the heat, because in the public relations pieces that they put out, they no longer mention International Baccalaureate. It's now it's only Advanced Placement. So let me just give you listeners a hint here of what you can do. In Minnesota, our governor's education budget and proposal last spring also had money to subsidize International Baccalaureate. By the way, International Baccalaureate is right out of UNESCO. It's right out of UN. This is the New World Government Education System, what it is. And I'll say a little bit more about that in a moment. But anyway, our governor here, Tim Pawlenty, a Republican, had about $6 million to subsidize International Baccalaureate. So you could have 12 schools get $500,000 subsidy if they would adopt it. And so what EdWatch did is late on a Friday, we put out a press release that said, here's the headline, why International Baccalaureate is un-American. And then we had some talking points that described what International Baccalaureate was. And so, and of course, every legislator got this. And so what this says to the legislators is if they vote in opposite to what we're saying here, they are going to be identified in the next election as having voted for an un-American program. Well, anyway, we put this press release out late Friday, and both the House and the Senate appropriations bills had $6 million in it to subsidize International Baccalaureate. By Monday morning, the money was gone from both bills, both the House and the Senate, and funding subsidies for International Baccalaureate at the state level was dead. Now, why did that happen? Is it because our legislators all of a sudden saw the light? No, but what they saw was that people that voted for this funding were going to be labeled in the next election as un-American. You have to give, I mean, you have to call a spade a spade. You have to put a label on things. And nobody wanted to be labeled as un-American. Consequently, the funding was killed, and it was that easy. And I'm convinced that every state in the union could do the same thing. Now, at the federal level, it's tougher, but I think we can win that, too. So, anyway, this International Baccalaureate is an international system. It's a NGO, a non-governmental organization. About 10 years ago, it formed a quote-unquote partnership with UNESCO, and that which means that, in effect, this is the UN's education program. And it'll cost schools somewhere between $1,000 and $3,000 per student to enroll in this. As soon as you enroll in it, all your teachers are going to be schooled by people from the UN, from UNESCO, who are going to instruct the teachers on how to teach the system. The major tests are sent to Geneva, which is International Baccalaureate headquarters, and that's where they're going to be scored. And I guarantee they're not going to be scored in accord with the fundamental values of freedom and the United States. And what this program does is it teaches all, it advocates everything in the UN, all the treaties, including the treaties we haven't ratified, the Law of the Sea Treaty, the Biodiversity Treaty, the Convention on the Rights of the Child, the Convention on Women. I mean, you go right down the line. It aggressively advocates the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is a document that is totally compatible with communist countries, including Cuba, totally incompatible with freedom. It aggressively advocates the Earth Charter, but interestingly enough, they're feeling the heat because here about a month ago, International Baccalaureate had its name withdrawn from supporters of the Earth Charter. Now, that didn't mean its program changed any, but in terms of public relations, it concluded it could not be that easily identified with this UN left-wing pantheistic environmental stuff. So this is global education on steroids, and this is, I mean, this is the global government system of UN-run education in every country of the world. And this is a case where we think they've gone too far too fast, because if you point out to legislators what this is and what they're going to have to deal with if they vote for this, you know, in the next election, it's pretty easy to convince them that they don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. So that's the next battle, International Baccalaureate. It is international. It's not baccalaureate. And so it's also an easy program to deal with insofar as you can advocate, and this is what we do, that schools adopt AP, that is advanced placement, instead, where students can take they can take college classes while they're still in high school if they want to, as an option. And that's not very expensive, and it's those programs are not of necessity anti-American, whereas International Baccalaureate is. And then we tell students, okay, look at the colleges and see what they accept. And the colleges, not surprisingly, are much more interested in AP classes than IB, because they know, let's say, an IB student who's taking calculus in high school, when that student gets to college, is not going to be able to compete. And so it's easy to make the case, well, you want to do something for education, do advanced placement. So here's a battle, too, that we have found that we can fight and we can win, and we have to win it.
We'll be back in just a moment with Alan Crist to wrap up the program here on the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Alan Quist, and we've been talking about the various things that are being done to undermine our children. Tell us a little bit more about the International Baccalaureate. Do the children go someplace else for this training, or is this training brought into the schools?
The training is brought into the schools, but the International Baccalaureate people come around and they hold the training sessions for the teachers. So the teachers are trained by the UNESCO people, or the International Baccalaureate people, who then train the students right in the same classroom, same schools, that everything else is done. And International Baccalaureate, let me also clarify, will accept a school about any way the school wants to participate. Usually the way it began was that it was a program for juniors and seniors who wanted supposedly a more advanced program. Well, then it became one where everybody in the junior and senior class could participate, and then it became a program where the sophomores could be there, and then the secondary schools. And now a lot of schools have the IB program for every student K through 12. And so you can go into it any way you want to. Keep in mind it's going to cost you over $1,000 per student to do it. But it's right in the classroom.
Does the parent have to put that out?
Go ahead, Dr. Stan.
I'm sorry, does the parent have to put out the $1,000? That comes from the school board?
Oh, that comes from the school. And one of the things we have not been able to get is we have not been able to get a complete documentation of the cost. We know it's over $1,000, but we've got a school board member who's been working on this for years who has found it very, very difficult as a school board member, Dr. Stan, to get the information. But he thinks it's over $3,000 when you look at all the hidden costs. But we know, we can demonstrate that it's over $1,000. And so the textbooks are written by UNESCO, okay, increasingly, for International Baccalaureate. And so it's pretty easy to point out the difference in philosophy, obviously, between UNESCO and the United States. So we just point out to people, you know, what the philosophy of UNESCO is from its own writings, from its own documents and so on, versus the Declaration of Independence. And this is just one of those things where if we can get information in people's hands, we can win the battle, really quite easily.
But these children then are not being taught advanced math, or are really there so many of the fundamentals they're going to need to succeed in life?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The program has the aura of being advanced, but here's the situation. You get a very, very bright math student, and the school has the option, well, are we going to have an advanced placement program, or are we going to have an International Baccalaureate program? If they go to International Baccalaureate, and the student then takes the International Baccalaureate math, and this student now is going to, let's say, wants to enter University of Iowa, what they are going to find at the University of Iowa, what they're going to find typically colleges and universities, is that either the university will not accept the advanced math as meeting the requirements for the first semester of calculus, whereas they would accept AP. And these universities will often accept a full year of calculus and AP. They will not do that with IBO. And so here's what they typically say, Dr. Stan. They typically will say, well, we'll give you the credits for the first semester of calculus if you successfully pass the second semester of calculus. And I guarantee the students that have taken International Baccalaureate are very unlikely to be able to pass, to start second semester calculus and pass, because they don't have the background. AP students can do it because they've got the background. So of course, if you're going to incorporate all your indoctrination of the left into your math programs, and this is the thing, I mean, the IBO math, while it's teaching mathematics, is teaching all of the garbage of the UN. Obviously, you don't have as much time to teach real math when you're teaching the Earth Charter and you're teaching population and you're teaching supposed global warming and all this stuff in the math class.
And so they actually teach the Earth Charter and indoctrinate the children with this wonderful new spirituality and this idea of equitable redistribution of wealth within nations and all those sort of things?
That's right. There are only so many minutes in the day. So it's such an easy option to give the school boards, for instance, have the information because it's so obvious that they really don't want to do IB. But, you know, like anything else, truth is the beginning of freedom. You cannot be free until you know the truth. And so we have to continually let people know what the truth is. And this is why I admire your work so much, Dr. Stan, because you are committed, totally committed to getting the truth out to the public. And that's where it begins. Without the truth, you're nowhere. And, of course, the communists have always understood that. The left has always understood that. And we need to exploit it, because that's how it works.
Well, I think you and the group up there are doing a wonderful job. And basically, for our listeners out there, let me suggest, if you are interested in education, you get hold of Alan's group, get their material, go to their website. And would you give the website out one more time? And
I sure will. And again, our group's name is EdWatch, and our website is simply www.edwatch.org. E-D-W-A-T-C-H, edwatch.org. And that's how people typically contact us. And, you know, we have a lot of traffic on our website, and we have a lot of information. We are very careful in our research for all kinds of reasons. But let me just mention, I personally, and I write a fair amount of the stuff that goes on, but I haven't been challenged for accuracy now for about 6 or 7 years. And at that time, I was challenged by an education insider from St. Paul, who it turns out I found out later was one of the top members of a couple of left-wing education groups. And anyway, he accused me of putting out false information. He did this on a internet chat line. And so I responded to his accusation, and I said, well, I just quoted chapter and verse, you know, from what I was talking about. And this guy had to totally eat crow. And essentially he said, whoops, I didn't read that part of the article. And I found out later that this individual among the left was one of their respected scholars. Okay. Dr. Stan, nobody has challenged me since.
God bless you. Give my best, Julie. We'll talk to you sometime real soon. Bye-bye, all.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. If you're interested in this subject, We carry Alan's book, Fed Ed. We have a four-tape set on, audio tape set on Fed Ed, going into this program, federal program, put forward by the Bush administration to indoctrinate our children in internationalism and this idea of globalism. Well, of course, that's the whole purpose of the immigration bill, the whole purpose of the effort to unite the United States with Mexico and with Canada, to do away with national sovereignty, because there are people with an intense hatred for America and this idea of individual freedom under God, because they worship a different God. And until you understand this is what it's all about, a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological battlefield, you can't understand what's going on. We have some excellent four-tape set on immigration, because all of these issues overlap. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, explains who the other God is that these people worship. And they actually write about it. You'll read their quotations in my book, not what I say, because what I say is really rather unimportant, but what they say. And they're quite open. You can check the sources of reference, and we have yet to be challenged on anything in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. So we hope many of you will want to get the material. Brotherhood of Darkness, Fed Ed, the four-tape set, the book, and, of course, certainly the four-tape set on immigration, because this whole immigration issue today is about the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States. If you've not yet read my May newsletter, you need to get it. It's up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Or we'll be glad to send you a free copy if you request specifically the May newsletter. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you want to put things into spiritual perspective, you need to get the DVD or video, VHS, entitled The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Because, of course, America was founded as a Christian nation, and it was also founded as an occult nation. There were two forces here, and those forces have been in conflict, and at one time there was no question we were a Christian nation. That's the nation I grew up in. But the people who worship the other God are in control now, and they're plunging America headlong into a major confrontation in the Middle East, and I'm not talking about what's going on in Iraq and in Afghanistan. It's very obvious they plan a war sooner or later with Iran, and which will inflame the entire Islamic world and bring about the clash of civilizations that Samuel Huntington warned against in his book by that title, The Clash of Civilizations, and in an article which he wrote for the elite group that runs America, an article which appears in Foreign Affairs magazine. You can get it at your library. Samuel Huntington, The Clash of Civilizations. And remember, the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society that was created by Cecil Rhodes in 1891. That's all covered and documented in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because one of the members of the secret society was thrown out, and so he felt free to write about it. And that was William Stead. We have his diary. We have the other things he wrote. We bragged about the secret society, and he really believed in their goals. Although he wasn't a member, he could tell about it. But what they all missed was the fact that Stead and the others were deeply involved with the occult. In fact, William Stead was a disciple of Adam Blavatsky, who wrote Satan is God. We'll be right back here tomorrow at the same time. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Thank you. See you next time.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245.